Christ.
Amen.
Our scripture reading this evening is from the 9th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. When the days drew near for Jesus to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him. And on their way, they entered a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. But they did not receive him, because his face was set toward Jerusalem. When his disciples, James and John, saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them. Then they went on to another village. And as they were going along the road, someone said to Jesus, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another, Jesus said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, Let the dead bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those in my house." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Well, like almost everything these past 9-10 months, this has been a unique Ash Wednesday. That important liturgical act, that ritual of having the ashes drawn on our forehead in the shape of the cross with the words, "Remember that you are dust, into dust you shall return," seems so important that even though we couldn't gather together tonight, we did what we could to offer people the opportunity to participate in that ritual. So we had drive-through imposition of ashes, and I met with people between 2 and 2:30 this afternoon, and then between 5 and 6 this evening, and they stayed in their cars, and I went out and said a word of prayer, place the ashes on their foreheads. Something I've never done before. But it's a far step from what others have done on this church, important church day of Ash Wednesday. And I came across an article online that I realized was better than anything I was going to preach. And so but instead of trying to just borrow from it, I thought I would just read you this. This is from someone who has had experience with doing something like drive-through ashes, but doing them in a very public place, in Union Station in New York City. This piece is from Reverend Louise Johnson, who is the Director of Leadership Development of the organization called LEAD. And this is what she writes. "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. For years I have spent Ash Wednesday in Manhattan with members of Gustavus Adolphus Lutheran Church, offering ashes and prayers in Union Square. More often than not, the beginnings were slow. Passers-by would circle us, wondering at the vestments we wore over winter coats. But by the end of the day, we were often tending to people who were willing to wait in line in the cold for 30 minutes to an hour. If I had not seen it for myself, I don't know if I would have believed it. It seemed like we had so little to offer, just ashes and prayers. Ash Wednesday isn't one of the sexy holidays, after all. There are no Ash Wednesday carols, no flowers to purchase in someone's honor, no traditional candy or baked goods for the kids, no display sales at the grocery stores for our favorite Ash Wednesday family meals. To be honest, I don't know if I would have picked Ash Wednesday as the day to be so public about our faith. It is somber, almost dark, this invitation to remember our mortality, our finitude, our dependence. But my dear friend, Pastor Chris Milowski, had the wisdom to know that the truth would resonate. What I learned in those years was that people were so terribly hungry for a word of truth spoken in the midst of a culture that was far more interested in selling them something. And it's a reminder to me that lots of what we do in churches can seem like we're selling something too. A family atmosphere, a liberal agenda, a safe space, a cool band, the best technology. Now, though none of these things are bad or wrong in and of themselves, they are the peripheral things designed to draw. And we are all weary of being drawn in so many different directions, scurry this way and that, hoping that a couple days away with the family, a new yoga class, or the latest podcast might ease the burdens we all carry. But Ash Wednesday is hard to dress up in finery. It is stark in its truth. Even those who cannot tell you exactly what it's about are under no illusion that it is a day to put on a happy face. Black, ashen crosses, and the mantra, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return," dispense quickly with any illusions. It is a day to remember that we are all screw-ups in need of forgiveness. We are all mortals who will die regardless of the money and power we amass. And we all stand in need of God. It is a day to lay down polite sentiments and to brush up against the truth about ourselves we normally work so hard to hide. This is what I think people line up for, a chance to be real. They come and they entrust us the dirt of their lives, the jobs lost, the addictions that rage, the relationships in ruins, the cancer that ravages, the stories of things gone wrong, and the pain, the guilt, and the shame that they carry. And then we do the only thing we can. We hold on to each other, and we lay all the burdens at the foot of the cross in prayer. And then we draw that same cross on the foreheads of young and old alike, reminding them that, yes, they are dust, but they are also God's beloved. And though you think it wouldn't be enough, it turns out to be just what we all needed. Amen.